As we speak, Dr. Navin Chandra Ramgoolam is officially the new Prime Minister of Mauritius. He served as Prime Minister from 1995 to 2000 and again from 2005 to 2014. This is also the second time he has secured victory by winning all 60 directly elected seats, replicating his success with one of the political parties he allied with in the 1995 elections, that is, with the Mauritian Militant Movement, MMM. The Alliance for Change was further strengthened by the inclusion of two additional centre-left social democratic parties, Résistance et Alternative and Nouveau Démocrate.
Why do you think he was able to defeat Prime Minister Jugnot by such a wide margin? What do you gather from the voters in terms of why they voted for the new Prime Minister?
The moustache leaks, the phone-tapping scandal certainly contributed to the defeat of Pravin Jugnauth and his government. However, the moustache leaks were only part of the story. Historically, Mauritians have never voted the same alliance or party into power for three consecutive terms. From a political science perspective, this trend may stem from a natural shift that occurs when an alliance holds power for more than 5 years. Its members often become increasingly attached to power. This tendency was evident in Pravin Jugnauth's government, which over the past 5 years grew increasingly distant and unresponsive, failing to protect both the civil and political rights as well as the socioeconomic rights of its citizens. Pravin Jugnauth's government also appeared to be moving away from the Western model of democracy toward an Asian-style democracy or soft authoritarianism. At one point, Mauritius seemed to shift from a democracy to an oligarchy with power concentrated in the hands of a small elite group. In my view, while Jugnauth might not have lost the election solely because of these issues, the moustache leaks significantly bolstered the Alliance for Change, helping them to secure all 60 seats. The current concern, however, is that this victory has left Mauritius with a weaker position, raising questions about its capacity to provide effective checks and balances moving forward.